Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in your word to us this morning, the wonderful account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And we thank you that we've been able to sing as the crowd sang that morning, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Bless us now just in these few moments as we reflect a little on your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't you, if you've ever had the pleasure or the kind of excitement of seeing any of the royal family coming your way or coming past your way? I was remembering this week, just as I'm thinking about the Palm Sunday story, of when I was very young, queuing up outside my grandmother's house in Kirkcaldy with lots and lots of other children and grown-ups, and we all had flags. And we were waiting for the Queen to come past. She was making a tour of Great Britain, and we were all gathered outside, excitedly waiting for Her Majesty to pass by. And we seemed to be standing for ages, but then the cry went up, she's on her way, she's coming, and everybody was waving their flags like mad. And then it just seemed to me like in a moment, she had gone. And I don't know what I was expecting as a wee girl when the Queen was coming by. I think I was expecting her to be in a golden carriage, you know, with the horses going in front, and I'd be able to see her with all her jewels on and her fancy clothes. But in actual fact, she went past in a big black car, and I didn't really get a glimpse of her at all. But I do remember, even today, the wonderful excitement that was around on that particular morning as we were waiting for her to pass by. Do you know, when I came into the church this morning, there seemed to be an air of celebration, and it just kind of built and built and built as people started coming into the church, and the young ones here were rehearsing, and others were going around the church inviting us to write a prayer to be used next week. And there just seemed to be an air of excitement. And I said to one or two people, I feel like I'm going on my holidays. You know, it was that kind of mood that was in the church. And rightly so, on this Sunday in the Christian calendar, this Palm Sunday, as we reflect and look upon the excitement of the crowd as Jesus entered into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. And the people gathered there would remember the prophecy in Zechariah, which says, rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, the foal of a donkey. And so the people, when they saw Jesus entering into Jerusalem, their hearts would be stirred. Those who knew the prophecy would be stirred up. And they were shouting, they were cutting branches off of trees, they were laying their cloaks on the road and just calling out praises to the Son of David as he comes in. Blessed be the name. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King, a title that showed that the people were at least for a short time hailing Jesus as their long-awaited Messiah deliverer. You see, they were fed up with the situation they were in. They were longing for deliverance from the Romans. They were sick and tired of being an occupied country, of having to serve their brutal masters. But here was the problem. They were expecting Jesus to come and liberate them from the Romans. But we know, they didn't know at the time, but we know that Jesus' agenda was completely different. Jesus had come to rescue the people. He'd come to rescue the world. This had always been his mission. The angel had announced to Mary even before he was born, and now was his time. But he just didn't fit with what the people were longing for. They wanted something different. They wanted a Messiah who was going to come in power and crush their enemies. They didn't understand the idea of a humble king. And you know, just wonderful the way the youngsters here this morning portrayed what Jesus came to do. And I didn't know what they were going to do this morning. And it's amazing, isn't it, how everything just, the Holy Spirit knits everything together. Because there played out before our eyes was the story of Jesus, his humble birth, a bit of his teaching and preaching, and then his death upon the cross. What the people didn't understand was that in order to be raised up, Jesus first had to go down. That his way of leading was that of a servant king who came to save the world, to save you and I, because he went to die on the cross. Not the way the people were expecting to be saved, but a most wondrous way that only God could have brought into play. Jesus' journey up the steep hill to Jerusalem didn't begin in Jericho or Galilee or even Bethlehem. The journey to the cross began long before that, even as the echo of the crunching of the fruit was still sounding in the Garden of Eden. Jesus was leaving for Calvary. And in Revelations, we see he is the Lamb of God who was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. You know, our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He has everything in his control and in his care and in his plan. And he simply asks us to trust him and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a day of celebration in the church as we remember Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Next Sunday will be another day of celebration as we celebrate the risen Lord again and remember that he didn't die and be left in the tomb, that God raised him to life again. But in between the celebration of this Sunday and the celebration of next Sunday is that walk with the Lord Jesus during the last week of his life. And I encourage you to try to get to as many of the services as you can, to read the scripture, to read the story of the last week of Jesus' life, so that you can go with him through the darkness and out into the wonderful light of Easter Sunday. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that your plan for the world is just so amazing, and that you had everything in your control before any of us came to be. We thank you that you sent your Son into the world to be our Savior. And we thank you that we have the opportunity again this week to walk with him and to have a deeper understanding of your great love for us as we watch him going to Gethsemane, going to Calvary, going into the tomb and rising to new life. Father, bless us this week, we pray. As we gather next Sunday, we will be full of your joy and your gladness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.